Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hi, here we are, a bit of a bonus episode this week.
Yeah, a little bit of an extra serving of semi-organised chaos.
Yeah, why not? You know, let's just throw it out there sometimes. If we've got the energy, let's just do a bit of an extra episode because, first of all, we love that you are listening to us every week. We really appreciate that. And we just want to say thank you so much for going and commenting on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and helping us get the word out there about semi-organised chaos. It is starting to get some traction, which is amazing.
Thanks, you legends. Really appreciate that. On today's little extra serving of semi-organized chaos, we are talking whether McChickens are the middle child of the burger world, what's the best revenge story that you've heard about a cheating partner, and a weird way to celebrate a dead person.
My name is Simon Baggs.
I'm Keisha Pettit.
And this is semi-organized chaos.
Let's get into the chaos.
Alrighty, here's a nice story for you, Keish. A group of 40 friends gathered from around the world to go on a night out, like a boys' night out. Yeah, the boys, right?
All right, hang on. 40 from around the world.
Yeah, all flying in. Yeah, getting here. We've got to get to this location, be there this date, pack your bags, all that kind of gear. We're going out for a big night out with the boys.
Why?
Well, one of their mates sadly lost their battle with cancer.
Oh, that's so sad.
Lee Clark had hoped to make it to this boys' night out with all of the boys with his mates, but tragically he died in February at the age of 50 after a two-year battle with bowel cancer. So what the boys did, because this night out was really important to them, was they made a cardboard cutout of Lee, right, with his sunnies on looking like Pitbull. Here's the photo, right? And then
I don't know how I feel about this.
No, and then they're taking him out to the pub. Look at there they are, all partying, and obviously Lee, the cardboard cutout, is dancing. Right?
Yes, but the real Lee is dead. The real Lee's not.
These guys need to like this. What a fucking great idea this is.
The real Lee is 6 foot.
He's no longer with us. Yes, but I just love that. Like, these guys are, you know, they're all being harmless. They're all having a great time. Lee is no longer with them, but they're celebrating Lee by walking him around with a cardboard cutout. He's even got a beer in his hand.
I don't know how I feel about
this. Is it weird?
It feels a bit South Park-esque.
You know what?
I feel it's a bit strange.
If I die, like, I want you to make a cardboard cutout and, like, take me out.
Do you?
Yes.
How are you going to pick which picture you want to be your forever cardboard cutout?
Oh, I've got the exact moment for you. It's about 8 years ago.
I was going to say it wasn't taken yesterday. Yeah, nah. You'd be picking a picture from way back.
Yeah. And you can walk that around.
Really?
I love it.
I think it's a bit odd.
Look, it is a little bit strange.
Like, it takes a little bit to make me question things. I feel like my morals and ethics are probably quite far down the line of accepting what should not be accepted. But this seems a bit odd.
What's the wrong part about it?
I just feel it's a bit eerie.
But isn't it nice for the mates?
Yeah, in a similar way.
Because they'd be so sad, right? Obviously, they've lost their mate. Yeah. He was supposed to be there on the trip. They'd all be talking about him. They'd all be like, I mean, look at the funny photos that they're taking with him as well. They're kissing him and all that kind of thing. It's like a nice, what do you call it? It's like a wake.
That's what I mean. It's kind of like a wake, but
with a cardboard cutout.
And if I were given the opportunity to pick between an open casket and a cardboard cutout a thousand times over. Mm. I find the idea of an open casket a bit strange.
Well, I mean, what about this idea? Open casket, taking that on the boys' night out.
I'm pretty sure there are laws about
that. Come on, Lee. I don't think putting you up on, like, you know, like Weekend at Bernie style. Oh, God. There's a Boomer reference for you.
He's just got like the strings attached.
Yeah. Come on, mate. Let's party.
Did you see the photo of the car that was clearly owned by a guy who fucked up?
No, what happened?
Okay, so this is like circulating on the interwebs. There's this, it's a Mercedes. It's a four-wheel drive. I don't know what type of car it is. I'm not very good with that kind of thing. Mm. But it's a champagne color, and written on three sides of the car in red spray paint, other words, cheetah, on the bonnet, all men are trash, and on the other side, liar. So it's in Melbourne's north, apparently.
And is it driving around or is it just parked? Because I mean, if there's a guy driving that around and he's just like...
Well, the photos are being taken by one of the neighbours. So this person has come out the front of their house, seen the car and been like, oh, buddy.
He's fucked up.
What have you done here? Yeah. Taken the photos and they've put it up on social media and they've said that they've seen this guy look at the car, obviously quite distressed, get into the car and drive away.
Move it out of sight. Yeah.
I mean, like, what are you going to do with it? You live in Melbourne. It's not like you live in like the country, country Victoria, where you could park it around the back shed.
Yeah. I can imagine a great punishment. Hey, this is a great idea for guys and girls who get cheated on. Spray paint it, write all that shit all over it, right? But then say, like, if they're like, oh, please, I don't want to break up with you. I want to be with you. Like, I know I made a big mistake. Just go, yeah. Okay. Cool. We can stay together, but you got to keep that on your car for a month. And you can't hide your car. You have to drive to work. Just imagine like the shit that they would get from like their peers or their workmates. Everyone just being like, oh, okay, mate, that's who you are, is it?
I feel like that's a fair punishment.
Right.
Okay, let's put ourselves in the shoes of the cheater. Let's say that we had had that done to us. I don't think, like, I think I'd just be like, that punishment is too harsh.
I'm going to break up.
I'm going to break up with
you. I'm out. Like,
sorry, I'm not looking like a clown. But can you imagine?
You love the person, like, you're willing to do anything for them, and then they go, all right, here's the deal. We can stay together, but that's the, you know, you go, fuck.
Well, let's say that you fucked up. I don't know if you'd have wheels left on your car. I think she'd spray paint it and then take the wheels off.
Look,
so
let's
you're not
just
able
say
to
I don't think the car is the thing that'll be damaged in my relationship. I think I will be.
How are you gonna parade that around at work?
So g'day, guys. I'm missing an arm now. Why? I fucked up.
I don't think it's an arm that you would lose. Like, I kind of get it. I kind of get it. Part of me wishes – I've been cheated on before. Part of me wishes that I had the ferocity in me to do something like this.
I feel like you could be.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
No, because I've been cheated on multiple – twice? I think twice. I've been cheated on twice.
Okay.
And I've never done anything to this degree.
What do you do? So when you find out, how do you find out in the first place?
One of them, interesting story, he lived in the UK and I was back in Australia. But when I was over in the UK, I had helped him out with a lot of his business stuff. And so I had his email logged into my computer. And I was like, why the fuck do you have an Uber charge on a Thursday morning at 7 a.m. back to your house?
Yeah.
I was like, that's bizarre. Maybe I'm getting the time zone difference wrong. No.
Although
no,
then
no.
again, though.
No.
They could have done the dirty. Been like at the gym or something like that and then like 7 a.m. on a Thursday. Like, that's not that bad, is it?
No, what that's he not had alarm done. Bells. The last I'd spoken to him, he was drunk at the pub with his mates. And I hadn't heard from him for maybe about 12 hours. And then the Uber home, yeah. No, we spoke about it afterwards. But the other one I found out because he confessed it to me. That one I should have spray painted the car of.
Mm.
Kind of regret not doing that.
Okay.
Although, yeah. can you get in actual trouble for this?
I don't think so. I think if you said to the police, well, this fucker here cheated, they'll go, righto, mate, no worries.
One of those questions of like, is the juice worth the squeeze? I feel like any punishment you could face for vandalism would probably be worth the satisfaction you'd get.
Yeah, what do you get, like a fine?
I don't know.
I feel like it's just a fine.
Surely you don't get put in jail for that.
Maybe one night in jail. I reckon you'd be fine one night in jail.
We might need to rethink this because I don't think either of us would stand up in jail very well.
Well, I feel like you do better than me. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I'd be everyone's little bitch.
Well, I feel like I'd be the same.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Middle children, you and I are not, because you're the youngest in your family. I'm the oldest in my family. We've just got one sibling each. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's this great video that is on the Australian Lab Bible where they're talking about how hard it is for middle children, and just how hard, you know, they get overlooked. Every achievement of theirs is not really ever acknowledged, and they're just kind of – it's a tough life to be a middle child.
Okay.
Which I imagine it would be.
Yeah, I mean, I guess neither of us can relate to that.
No, I mean, as someone who's not a middle child, I actually wouldn't mind it. You know, sometimes some of the attention.
Well, you reckon you get a bit of sympathy for being a middle child.
Sometimes you can go under the radar a bit as well. Sometimes that's a nice thing to do. Sometimes people not noticing every little detail is also a good thing, you know, because usually the first child, which you wouldn't know about this, but the first child, a lot of pressure on them to get a lot of things right, you know.
I think that they're the one that, like, they're the test guinea pig.
Right.
You know, that's
and they get a lot of attention. And then the second one comes along, they get less attention. And then there's the third one who's just like, free range, mate. Do whatever you like kind of thing.
I feel as though when you were younger, it would be like, first one was when they were testing every type of thing out. The second one, they're like, no, 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 we know what we're doing. And then by the time the third comes along, they're like, well, that one needs more attention again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I kind of can see where it comes from, yeah.
Well, they are saying that the McChicken burger at McDonald's is actually the middle child of burgers when it comes to – I know. Now, here's the thing. For me, I am someone who is – that's the burger of choice for me.
Agreed.
Not the grilled chicken or the new ones. Old school McChicken.
Yeah, blended up.
With a bit of mayo. Way too much mayo, right? Little bit of lettuce.
Have you heard that they might be cutting the lettuce to the burgers?
And putting cabbage on there?
Yeah.
Is it because of the whole lettuce crisis?
Apparently lettuce are fucking expensive right now.
So you agree with me, though, that this is not a middle child of burgers?
No, I think that it is the elite of the burgers.
And is that because you feel like you're kind of being healthy going to McDonald's by having that burger? That's how I feel. That's what I tell myself.
It's like when I was younger and I used to get a strawberry milkshake because I thought it was healthier than a chocolate one.
Yeah.
No, I just genuinely enjoy it. And I actually add a little bit of gherkin to the chicken burger.
Interesting.
It like spices it up just a little, you know, adds a little bit of zhuzh to the old McChicken.
See, here's the thing, you and I agree on this, which is very rare.
It is rare.
Because usually we're very opposite on everything that we say here.
Yeah, we do argue a lot. What was classified as in that hypothetical situation?
Well, you're top of the range, are you, like your Big Macs, your quarter pounders, you know, all of your top tier.
See, I've never had a quarter pounder.
Get yourself around a quarter pounder, mate.
No, it's not appealing to me.
It's two bits of meat with a bit of cheese and some bun.
What was the younger child, like a fillet of fish?
Probably a cheeseburger.
Who's getting a fucking fillet of fish?
No one's getting
a fillet. How is that still a burger?
I don't know. But there's some people out there that eat that thing, and good on them. Fuck, it's a piece of... It's like
gross.
A fish finger on a bun.
How is the fillet of fish not the middle child?
Yeah.
It's like no one wants the fillet of fish.
Or maybe you and I have a very unpopular opinion here on the McChicken burger. Maybe you and I are psychopaths here. We just don't even know it.
I mean, I would have to, hand on my heart, tell you that the last time I had McDonald's would be over 2 years ago.
Fuck off, really?
Yeah, no, it's not. I'm a KFC girl. If I go for dirty takeaway food,
KFC.
I'd go KFC over McDonald's. Are you a McDonald's over KFC person?
McDonald's all the way. I mean, really? I live in Neutral Bay and there's a McDonald's around the corner. I guess it's for me, it's usually which one is the closest to my house. Like if there's a Domino's close by, I'm a Domino's guy. I'm pretty easy, guys.
Yeah, I think I've lived here for the last, about a year. And something that is a bit weird about Bondi is that there aren't that many chain foods.
The eastern suburbs.
Yes. Let's point our noses off at everybody. No, but I think it's just like a weird coincidence that there aren't that many. Like, there's no KFC here. Mm. There is a McDonald's, but I haven't been there. I can't think of any other, like, chains that they have other than, like, your Choco Charlie's, like, you know, the more kind of wholesome ones. Mm. But, yeah, it's been a really long time since – now I feel like a McChicken.
I really do. Large McChicken.
Can we get
this
McChicken
is my order.
For dinner? Or can we get
– let's do it.
Add the pickles.
Yeah.
Add the
pickles. McChicken, large meal with a Coke. And then what I also do is add a 10-pack – like, let's say you and I are having two McChicken meals together, so we're going to eat it together. I will get a 10-pack of chicken nuggets. That's how much I love the chicken. 10-pack of chicken nuggets.
Sounding like the fucking Colonel, right?
Yeah. But like to have Sanders, with sweet and sour sauce.
Yeah, you got to have a sweet and sour sauce.
Yeah.
That is one thing that McDonald's does that is superior to any of the other fast food chains. Their sweet and sour sauce is the bee's fucking
Well, news. They know it because the thing is they actually ask, if you order chicken nuggets, they say, would you like sweet and sour sauce with that? They don't even ask, do you want a sauce with that? They go straight for, do you want sweet and sour?
Yeah. Because they've been
They're confident.
They've been validated.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's not the middle child. This article is wrong. These people are wrong.
Yes.
Unless we are on the outer. Maybe let us know.
Slide into the DMs. Slide into a DM.
Tell us if we're stupid.
Mm.
No, don't tell us that.
No, tell Keisha that she's stupid.
That's it for a little extra helping of semi-organized chaos. I hope you like. We're treating you real nice. You know, we're trying to do the right thing by you. So, in return, all we would ask for is that if you do enjoy the podcast, if you could share it with a friend, we'd be super grateful.
Yes.
Maybe someone in your life right now just needs a little bit of distraction from the shit going on in their life, a bit of a pick-me-up. Just flick in the podcast. You know what? Don't even tell them. Just send it to them.
Oh, that's a bit weird. You got to explain what's happening. You don't just send them this random fucking podcast and then go.
I would love it. I actually find it really, really flattering when someone sends me a podcast because in a way it's kind of like, hey, I listened to this and I thought you'd enjoy it.
But make sure you've listened to the content of our podcast as well before you go sending it to someone. Because if you go and send it to someone who's like highly offended by like very sensitive stuff, not for them.
Yeah, my mum actually said to me, she's like, hey, how can I listen to this new podcast of yours?
Said, don't?
And I was like, never mind, mum. It's actually behind a paywall.
Kathy!
Yeah, no, she's not here. She's not listening.
Get her to listen.
Nah,
she needs to know who you are.
She listened to the radio show, like when I did a radio show.
Yeah.
A lot, every day she would stream it, right? She learned a little bit too much about me then. And I want you to compare what you can talk about on commercial radio that's played to children in cars to what we talk about on the podcast.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, my parents gave up a long time. Actually, I've got an issue with the fact that my parents never listen, ever.
Do you want to send them this?
No, they wouldn't even bother.
Do you want me to text it
to them? My parents
are
so bored with
me. And not tell them.
No, they're just like, fucking who cares what that guy's got to say. We've heard it all before.
Well, yeah, like I said, if you do enjoy the podcast, we'd love it if you could share it with a friend. And we will catch you back here next Wednesday.
Yes.
Back to regular programming.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.